For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ah, I need the Panthers back. I need the Heat back. I need my
next Wednesday.
I need my blankie.
Wait, what are you? That's your blinky Linus?
That's what I need.
I would say it's the Heat more than the Panthers.
I need Pella Larson.
Because you were definitely rats off a ship for a period of time with the Panthers.
I wasn't rats off a ship.
No,
he was never rats off a ship.
You had questions.
No, there was a time when I wasn't rats off a ship though.
Like, at no point did I panic.
You've had 2 years of non-panic.
You never panic. You're always like, eh.
No.
You started off today. I wanted to scream and jump through a window because you said, it's week two.
It's week two.
And I don't do that. I don't do that.
I know, but that's why your heart's going to bust out of your chest without even, like, for no reason. They say I'm the one that gets, like, mad.
Let me get a Tobin upset. Mm-hmm. Where you think Ryan Fitzpatrick gave a call to Steve?
Oh my God! By the way, your camera's facing why is mine going crazy? What the hell is that?
My camera's facing Hard Rock.
Did your camera switch?
Even my camera's like, what the hell happened last night?
It's like headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins blown out by the Bills yesterday, 31-10. Tua Tagovailoa suffering a concussion in a game that he was not playing well, but also just a team just terrible. 145 yards to a one touchdown, three picks. Devon Achane, I mean, he was kind of like the one bright spot for the Dolphins. He's good. Why he was in the game, I mean, they should have just had where was that FAU receiver to run it out on Devon? They didn't want him getting hurt. 22 carries, 96 yards, and then the seven catches for 69 yards and a touchdown.
30 touches, huh?
Yep. Jalen Waddle, four catches, 41 yards. Tyreek Hill, three catches, 24 yards.
Told you. They better find ways to more creative. I would definitely start lining up Tyreek and Waddle on the same side periodically.
Mm.
But here's the problem. You need somebody on the other side that can be a threat. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
If you don't do it that way, then they'll just put a linebacker out there and put all the DBs on the other side.
Oof.
It always seems to be that a wide receiver number three, getting the right one for this team is so important.
Well, they had plenty. They just all got hurt, which we didn't think was a big deal until now.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's
I just would have liked some competent football yesterday.
Just
a moment, Leroy. Just a moment. And you know what?
They had one good drive.
Here's what happened. It was like yesterday, Dolphins, all right, you had the interception off of old DeBose.
I didn't even know who that was.
Yeah. So they go and score the touchdown. You're like, great. But then, great drive. Dolphins answer. I'm like, ah, onions. And then, finally get a nice stop. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, this is it right here, boys. Swing the game in momentum. But no, another pick. It's like, come on. And just like, I don't know, man. Did that cool shovel pass thing. I love that.
Yeah.
That was the play
with
I saw.
The right.
That was the play I saw in camp. when two and I locked eyes. Except it was to Mostert. And this Josh Allen. I mean, Jesus.
He did nothing.
Except for that one awesome play that he did.
He's always going to give you that.
Oh, my God. And poor, I mean, Jalen Phillips did not beat Science yesterday. that right tackle was Science. He mushed him right into the ground on that play. And Josh Allen's like, flings it down there, right to the goal line. Like, oh.
And the better Cook now.
Just a punch right in the onions.
When did James Cook become this good of a running
back? He's passing Dalvin.
Oh, he's passed Dalvin.
Dalvin's on a practice squad.
He is? Where? Dallas?
Minnesota.
Really? Oh, is he?
Back in Minnesota?
I think so.
No, I thought he was in Dallas.
I thought he was in Dallas.
All right, it could be Dallas.
Cowboys, Vikings.
That would have been messed up if he went back to his former team and then they just put him in a practice squad. It's like, don't you respect my legacy?
Man.
But yeah, last night was tough, Brian. Last night was tough.
Locker room was a funeral?
Not a funeral because they got to see him and they were able to talk to him. I think it was just, like I said before, it was the combination of like, damn, we've lost 11 out of 12 to this team. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've lost 11 out of 12. I could have asked Calais this because Calais just got to the team. But, Devon Achane, the guys that were there last season. And then, remember, the last four games, the four games that the Dolphins have played in 2024, two of them have been against the Bills at home.
Yep.
And these two losses have been terrible. You lost the AFC East in that last game of the season last year to Buffalo. And then you lost, and then Tua gets hurt.
Yeah, it's a wild thing, man. Like, they just, this team just kills them, you know? And Leroy's explaining it, like, that front four just gets after it. And Sean McDermott's like, he has, like, Coles workers as, like, his secondary. Doesn't matter. Like, what
if you can get pressure with four guys and cover with seven, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The Dolphins were able to run the football, which should have taken some of that pressure and brought some of them safeties down, but you were so far behind it didn't matter.
Yeah, and you just kept giving them the damn football.
Right.
Just tough.
So when games like this, it's hard to really tell if the game plan was right or you just made a lot of mistakes.
Look at him. You see his hat? I mean, Calais is too tall.
I didn't even realize how big of a man he is.
I see one eyeball looking up.
You see, like, you see the eyeball on the Yankee cap. That's it. And trust me, I had to look. That's what I was doing.
Great voice. Love that guy.
Like a guy, Cookie Monster voice.
Yeah. I'm about to say something very weird, but I got to give the man credit. Great feet. He has nice feet for an athlete.
Really?
Yes. I was shocked. Because I looked up, I was like, you can't be that tall. So I'm like, you got to be wearing shoes. He was flat-footed. That's how big the man is.
Jeez.
And I'm like, oh, nice feet. Usually, you know, athletes' feet are terrible.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Leroy had a phobia about his feet.
I don't know.
I wasn't able to see his feet for like 3 years into the relationship. I was like, oh, look, your toes. I think it was a post-pandemic thing. Then all of a sudden, you let the dogs out.
No, we were in Vegas at the pool. I couldn't wear my socks to the pool.
Sitting here wearing flip-flops.
And it was 4,000 degrees.
4,000
degrees. Dude, I've never been so hot in my life, especially with the sun banging off the side of the, what is that?
Luxor.
The Luxor.
Yeah.
Desert heat is better than humid heat.
No, it's not. It's still hot. But put it this way, their pool, they keep their pool at 80. So it feels like an ice tub.
Here's a little Mike McDaniel. This was him earlier today speaking to the media via Zoom, and where the team's at to his attitude on this whole thing.
You know, he was highly communicative in the locker room with the trainers and the doctors, so that, you know, I think relative to some other times, you know, I guess you could black and white assess that. And you know, there's just so much you know, the people that matter the most are Tua and their opinions are Tua and the doctors, the experts, and both of those people have, you know, I called him about an hour ago. He's still asleep, so I haven't talked to him yet. And they should be meeting here shortly for the first after action time spent with the experts.
There you go, Mike McDaniel on where things are. They got a few days away, probably. Yeah, right. Like nobody's gonna be at the facility.
Only the injured.
Only the injured.
So he might come in, you know, he might come in for a few minutes just so they update, you know, see where he is. Guys might go in and get a little workout in. A lot of guys probably flew out of town today, take some time off, right? Terrible, you know, starting the season off 2 games in 4 days is brutal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jennifer!
Queen Jennifer has arrived!
It's a Friday!
It's a Friday!
Prince, guys, thank you.
Wow.
It is Dead Man Walking in this building.
Yeah, there's nobody here.
Oh, there's nobody here?
Nobody.
I mean, it's Friday.
Not really.
Nobody.
Ooh, how come she has a blue light? That's cool.
Yeah, Gabby, that's it, huh?
Over.
You can get a. You can change some of the.
I can change.
I think
this
you
color?
Can change it there. Yeah. She had it red yesterday.
Ooh, I didn't know it did this.
Like we can't that. Tell though.
Nah, it doesn't matter. It just looks cool for me.
That's why she has a darker studio.
Right.
I don't. Is she on camera ever?
I don't know.
Sometimes in the corner.
Hey, I scared the crap out of her one time.
Hey, if you guys want to go, we got a cool event coming up on September 25th. It's Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoying a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQM on-air staff. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly, and you guys can talk sports with us. At Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Don't hit anybody with a, hey, at that time it'll be week. Don't say, hey, it's only week 3 to people.
Okay.
Or week 4, whatever it is at that time. Again.
The mixed calls from the.
That's all robots?
Yeah.
Wow. Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. I'm going. Okay. Official partner, the main man, and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Where a partner handles every single case, call 866-FAIR-FEE. Although I'm not a cigar smoker, but I'm a whiskey drinker.
I'm not a cigar smoker either, so we'll be in the non-smoking
section. Yeah, so we'll all be just drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, my father used to smoke the holy hell out of cigars at my Little League games. Drove
Why do you make it sound like your dad was the dad from Talladega Nights?
He wasn't. Everybody's like in the dugout. What is that? I'm like, oh, my father's
in the dugout.
Well, because you know the dugouts, they had like the cage. You know, they're not like a real dugout. It's like a cage, right through. There he was, just smoking a stogie, right there.
What is it? If you're second, you're last.
If you're not first, you're last.
You're not first, you're last.
The field mouse is fast. The owl sees at night.
I'm like, yeah, man. So that's your dad was.
Love cigars.
You know, that guy is the lead guy in CSI or NCIS right now.
Yes, Gary Cole.
Yeah. Hmm. Every time I see him, I can't take him serious.
That's the funny thing. He does serious roles, but you always remember that,
right.
that him being the father of Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great role.
It's a great But he kinda acts like that too. Like he's always a little the odd one.
Yeah, for sure. Oh man.
So would like okay.
I just feel gross. I feel like I went through something last night.
Yeah, oh, you did.
Right?
You went but here's
how are you feeling, Jennifer? How did you experience everything?
I had to make myself tea after the game.
Tea?
I made myself tea and I went to bed.
Yeah, well,
it was very heartbreaking.
Can I just say this?
You know, I just wanted to come here today and just hear you guys talk about, you know, accepting a loss.
Yeah, well,
game two, but well, no, we're talking about much more, and it's much more worse than that. So
it's brutal.
I was in my jacuzzi,
very brutal.
Had my cooler. The mosquitoes were watching with me. They wasn't biting me,
mm-hmm.
Right?
You know what we should do?
At halftime, I was like, yeah.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should yell at whose fault this is. That's what we should do.
Frog Boy.
I agree.
It's Frog Boy's fault. Hold on, let's see.
Who's calling? Oh.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
You're on the air.
Oh, nice.
I want to let you know. You ruined Tua! I hope you feel good about it! You just wanted him to go out there and run. You just had to see it, huh? You just had to have him be mobile. I hope you feel good about yourself, Frog Boy.
Well, that's all right. I'll take all the blame, baby. I'll take all the blame.
Right? You.
Oh, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu couldn't teach him how to not.
You only go backwards. You don't do it forwards. Frog Boy, that's not how Jiu-Jitsu works.
I'm coming for you guys. Monday, I'm in villain mode. He robbed us of money. He knew this was going to happen.
You're a bastard. Get out of here. Bum.
Delete his number.
Wait, did he rob you for money? How many yards did he
crop him out?
How many yards?
No, he had.
Oh, he hit the over.
He hit the over. He had like two first downs running.
Yeah.
Marcus is out here putting up Tannehill pictures on Instagram. Everybody's already like, that's the other thing is everybody's already ready to sneakily like, what is the good bad? What is the best bad idea we can have to bring in a quarterback?
That's also going to bother you.
Wait, what about so who wanted to trade for Russell Wilson?
Oh, I just saw him on TV. I was just like, if.
No!
No, 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 no. Do you think, though, that Stephen Ross has called Tom Brady?
No.
You can't call Tom Brady. He's an owner of the Raiders.
You think Stephen Ross is, hey, you know what's better than being owner of the Raiders?
I'm not going to lie to you. When you see it, there's nothing worse than see. Listen, it's saddening.
You don't think it went through his, you don't think he brought
of
it
course.
To, you, think, you don't think the words Tom Brady came up to Garfinkel
Tobin,
last night?
Tobin, no. I saw the
Absolutely
man.
Absolutely not.
I saw the man walk after the game.
He cannot play football right now.
He was walking with Dan Marino.
He's
missing. And all the brains and power of the Dolphins. He looked like he was shell-shocked. He looked disheveled. And, yes, I think every possible idea came across his head.
Ridiculous. Although Tom Brady does sound miserable broadcasting, I'm not going to lie. He seems like he hates it. I don't know if that's just nerves. I don't know if that's just being new.
It's like I try to explain to people this. Just because you played football or baseball or whatever well doesn't mean you have the personality to be in front of a camera.
Right, definitely.
And you can't hold that against him because he's not, he was a great football player, so he should be able to do it.
I definitely can hold it against him. Watch me.
Why?
Because he's been good at everything else.
Okay.
He's been good at everything else.
So if he's not good at this, so what? Like
ruining my
Sundays. You know who used to do it?
Hmm.
LT.
Did he?
Yes.
Who's the greatest football player?
Know why he stopped?
Why?
Because he couldn't do it. He didn't know nobody's number. He go, number 56. He got it. We like, yo, T.
Tell you what he was great in, though. Any Given Sunday.
Any Given
great.
Sunday.
He was
what
great.
What a stupid movie.
He's right.
It's not a stupid movie.
Why
don't say
stupid?
That. It's a great movie.
No, it's not.
It's a great movie.
No, it's not.
You're crazy.
Did you not get cast for it? Were you trying to get cast and they didn't
no,
cast you?
No, they were filming during football season.
Oh, okay. You can see LT.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think Tom Brady goes, do you think he just sends Stephen Ross last night
A text?
No, just sends him an
you
emoji.
You think Steven Ross knows about emojis?
That would be very insensitive.
You think he pinged them?
Some of the old love emojis.
Who?
I've heard Pat Riley's an emoji guy.
No, they don't even know what the emojis mean. Come
swear
on.
Swear to God.
Toby, they don't know what the emojis mean.
I feel like Ron Rothstein's texted me.
I hate when I accidentally text and I push fat fingers and all the emojis show up and I can't get them to go away.
I don't know the last time I texted with Coach Rothstein, but I feel like he's texted me emojis before.
No, he has not.
I feel like he has.
Are you kidding me?
I feel like he has.
He might have texted you the middle finger.
He probably knows one. He's probably like, hey, hon, where's those emoji things? Let me see something.
What's a laughing emoji?
Nope, he didn't. Never mind.
You see? Yeah, there you go.
Not at least the one I had.
Plus, I might accidentally send the wrong emoji.
He sent me, he did do the thumbs up because he asked me if I was going to be at the game and I said, I'll be at tomorrow's game. And he goes, bing. Does that count?
No. Okay. You might send the wrong emoji.
I think he sent me emojis.
He gave you a thumbs up?
He gave me a thumbs up after asking me if I was going to be at the game and I said
now,
yes. And then he thumbs up to my thing.
I do the black thumbs up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I thought you didn't use emojis.
Huh? But I only reply when somebody replies to me with one, then I reply to them with one.
Interesting.
Did they ever reply with you with food?
I'm going to try that out.
You've with food?
Yes.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no. Leroy, I hope you didn't make a mistake and send something that you're not supposed to.
Can I tell you something about...
You didn't send a purple thing, did you?
No.
you ever wonder, like you ever text an intangibles and they think their thumb is not quite intangibles enough?
What are you talking about?
Like they're trying to claim a thumb that's not their thumb.
Wait, an intangible claiming a thumb instead of a white thumb.
So now you got to reply. You're not that guy. You're not that guy.
I just thought. I'm like,
Dobie.
I'm like, I just.
Hey,
oh,
no.
Oh, you just lost, lad.
No.
Just keep it Simpsons, dude. Just go with the yellow, all right, if you're not sure.
The standard. You are a standard emoji, buddy.
I'll be like, look at that. I'll be like, that's what you're going with, huh? You're from Connecticut.
Right.
Why is it tanned?
Now I want to know who's sending those to you.
Tanned emojis. Yeah. What are you, Latino?
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, all right. I mean, like, you know, sure, but what? I mean, I know for me, I'd go like, you know, I go Simpsons, but if I had to, I'd just go the most intangibles.
Oh, no, it's very, listen, you ain't got to worry about it. We know.
Yeah.
We know.
Take a break. Back after this. All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Scared me. Didn't even realize I had it on.
You never realize you have it on.
That's fair. Let's get to the mixed bag here.
Now I know why you were so aggressive.
Because of the Celsius?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was drinking Celsius and coffee all morning.
You know Vlad Hobnobs.
Oh.
Went down to our suite, the company suite. Spoke to the Celsius people.
Oh.
They got cherry cola out.
They said there are some new flavors that are coming out.
Yeah?
Because I asked them, I asked them because I was like, all right, what's up with the flavors? Because why are there certain stores that have certain flavors and they say they have deals, contracts with certain stores, so you may only see a certain flavor at a 7-Eleven. Because I told them the Publix don't really have that many flavors.
No, 7-Eleven has the big deals.
7-Eleven has the big deals. But yes, they said shout out to you guys for, during the Panther season, always, promoting.
I mean, they can give us some new flavors. We'll bring it to media.
I also said the same thing. I was like, you know, we still have a collection, but it's of old stuff. We would like some new stuff. But yes, the Celsius people are very happy, and we should be seeing some new flavors coming soon.
All right. Hobnobbing Vlad. He was also in the locker room. Vlad, what do you have last night from the locker room?
I have Mr. Jalen Phillips talking about why they love Tua so much and how he's such an important member of the locker room and organization?
I mean, yeah, I love Tua. We all love Tua. I hope you guys have seen how amazing of a guy he is, too. So, I mean, I don't think anybody's... Yeah, Tua's a great guy. So, yeah, I don't know how to answer that, honestly.
Man, what was he getting answered? What was he just answering?
He was answering because they were asking, like, you know, Tua's such a great person. Like, how do you talk to him and tell him?
Yeah.
You know, how do you talk to that player and then...
Oh, like about his career?
About his career.
I gotcha, Like, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough question to ask the guy.
And it was kind of hard because they were trying to, you know, Jalen also had a history of concussions as well.
Yep.
So they were trying to, you know, correlate both of them.
Yeah, that's, I'm not going to blame anybody, but that's like one of those things where like he's just feeling for his guy right now. And look, everybody has talked about what he means to that team as a leader. And we're getting drubbed, but then to also see your leader go down like that in that fashion is not only scary, but it's heartbreaking. So hey, just hope it recovers as fully as possible.
Is there anything like the NFL that in 1 week, 6 days, you could go from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows? Now this was what, 4 days? But
yep,
just it's just crazy.
But that's why, one of the reasons why I try to stay relatively reasonable in these situations, because you can't be like, being a fan with Tobin is like excruciating at times.
I don't appreciate that.
It is.
What do you mean it's excruciating at times?
Because you're ups and downs.
Well, you want to know something? Sometimes it's excruciating being with you. Just even kill all the time.
Wait, now, why do people think I'm the one that's always mad?
Well, it's because you're getting mad at me.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying, like, this, I can understand if this was the last game, right?
Yep.
Like, there's not a lot I could say to you about the Bills game last year.
Yeah.
But it's the second game.
But it's
I'm having a hard time to go get all flustered and frustrated when you still can take care of task at hand. And you can still accomplish all your goals.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
Sure. Why not?
You're not more worried after watching some of this stuff yesterday?
But here's the problem. Some of the problems that we thought could be an issue that we shooed away about,
mm-hmm,
are a problem.
Well, listen, the coach and the GM, they're having a good laugh over it. You know, they're laughing about it.
Don't worry.
Laughing!
Stephen Ross got something for that.
You told me you were laughing, Chris Greer! Oh, you have concerns? Drafted a project left tackle. Didn't even play him yesterday in his emergency spot. Where was the Giant? Maybe he would have protected Tua.
Where's our guy?
Mr. Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
He didn't even play?
No.
He wasn't active?
I think he was active, but they didn't put him out there. They put Kendall Lamb out there.
You didn't want Gregory Rousseau coming after him.
Why not?
I mean, couldn't have been no worse.
That's true.
What are you talking about, Vlad? You're making it sound like, oh, my goodness. If we put the young fella in, there's going to be pressure on the quarterback.
If the veteran backups weren't doing too well, what do you think the rookie's going to do?
He's a giant.
There's a lot of giants.
No, not like him, dude. He turns people into memes.
Well, I mean, listen. If they put Vaughn on him and he do a little shimmy and...
I don't want to get crossed up.
And by the way, Vaughn was getting to the quarterback like in the fastest.
He went... There was a time where he did an arm move, and he was so quick the arm move was not needed.
Isn't Von Miller exhausted? Just get out of here.
No, you know why you don't
get tired terrorizing quarterbacks?
You know what? You know when you don't ever get tired? When you're winning.
Well, and also, mind you, the man had no sacks last year, and he was getting paid a ridiculous amount.
He got hurt, though.
Nah.
He was out for the year.
No, he wasn't out for the year.
Last year was his recovery year.
But I told you about that. Mm-hmm. I told you about
it. He just stuck last season. That's all.
No, he wasn't quite healthy.
Bro, you can get at least a sack. A half a sack. You're getting paid a lot of money. Get at least half a sack and some tackles.
That's kind of how I feel with Jalen Ramsey right now.
Yeah,
Jalen okay. Ramsey.
Hey,
that's another thing.
Jalen Ramsey bouncing off a lot. I was like, Jalen, I'm sorry, dude. What happened there when you had the guy completely in your arms?
So can we say that in the first two games, Jalen Ramsey has either been torched or...
Fat cat.
I'm just saying. Little fat cat syndrome.
It is what it is. That's crazy. I'm just telling you.
I've seen this before. I'm letting you know. I saw this with Darrell Revis.
Yeah, but Darrell Revis was built differently.
I'm just saying. I've seen this before with great cornerbacks. They're still good. But there are just times when, you know, a little speed, they go against somebody with speed and size.
A little extra juice.
And then all of a sudden, he's just like, hey, why is number 5 or why is 24 getting beat? Marquise Goodwin did that to Darrell Revis.
You picked a guy who's really, really fast.
But what about that rookie on Sunday for Jacksonville who caught the 2 touchdowns?
Oh, Thomas?
Yeah, he was getting by number 5. See, that's the thing about the injury.
Can I ask you this? I understand 100% what you're thinking about Jalen Ramsey and what he said about Von Miller and stuff like this about these older guys, right? Why can't I feel that way about Aaron Rodgers?
He just has to throw the ball.
Because that's his game.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
That's all he has
because
to do.
But is that not the same stuff I was saying to you about Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not knocking you on
okay.
that.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is what they got to do is a totally little bit different than what he has to do.
What about veteran savvy?
What veteran savvy? For who? For Jalen?
Yeah.
He is working. That's why he's good. He is using his veteran savvy. But you have to admit the speed is not there. When you get injured like that, he's been injured. You're going to get beat.
Okay.
And he's been beat.
Or when somebody just run by him. You better learn how to jam.
Yeah, he doesn't jam much.
He doesn't jam. He think he could just turn and run with you.
You think, I have a moment where you threw something at your TV last night?
No. It was too far away. I was in a jacuzzi.
Oh, okay.
I was in a jacuzzi, but I like...
That would have been dangerous for you.
By the way, that sounds like good life there, Leroy. No, I couldn't do it. It's too far away. Jeez, that's a good life.
No, the TV, I had the speaker. I got the big speaker, and I have the TV, right? And then I'm sitting in my jacuzzi with the Jets, and I got my little cooler with the drinks. And, you know, I get in, and then when I get too hot, I just get in the pool, then get out. Like, once I got to halftime, I was like, you know what? I might as well just go in and take a shower and then catch some more game while I'm in bed. And then I caught like the third quarter and then I saw that pick 6. Ugh. And then I was like, well.
Anyway. I was really hoping, I'm like, oh, that's going to die before the zone.
Thought he was trying to throw it out of bounds.
No, I know he was trying. I thought it wasn't even going to get to out of bounds, but I was hoping somebody wasn't fast enough to get there. Man, and it was right there. It just wouldn't go down.
Because you know if somebody was fast enough to get there, it was going to be a touchdown.
It was like, oh, I'm like, no. It kind of reminded me like when I watched Barry Bonds hit a broken bad home run one time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
wasn't that in Mullins down here?
Sure was, off Josh Beckett. I was there. And
so they had to dodge the ball and the bat.
I was like, oh.
And everybody, that's when everybody went like this. Broken bat home run.
Relax. Last night was not the worst game you've seen from the Dolphins.
No.
That Baltimore beatdown was pretty bad last year.
Well, at least, but Tua walked off the field.
But it's just one game. It's one game. One game. I get all of your concerns, right? But it is too much time left to go in the season for y'all to be acting like this December.
How do you get 12 men on the field? You got to call a timeout at a halftime.
That was the other thing. They were wasting timeout.
How do you do that,
They were just out of order yesterday.
Penalties.
On defense, they had 12 guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody came in with the wrong signal.
No, V-Man is right. It is funny. It's crazy how everything snowballed last night.
It was a nightmare.
It was a bad game for everybody.
It's like, okay.
Everybody pitched in.
Leroy's like, all right, it can't get any worse.
Except A-chan.
And it got worse. It's like, as much as you're like, all right, All right, that's it, right? It can't get any bad. It got more bad.
Yep. Just when you thought it couldn't get worse.
Just when you thought, yeah.
Watch.
However, people were trying to call out to work today. You really had no reason to, because you were gone pretty early. Midway through the third quarter, people were gone.
I did notice the traffic was easy getting here today.
Hey, somebody, I'm reading something. Somebody feels your sentiments.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy, I love you, man, but enough with it. It's one game. For all that is holy.
Last night was unholy.
It's just everybody just, I get every, listen.
Just let me lick my wounds for a day.
Listen, I'm not saying you can't be upset. I'm not saying you can't be mad, okay? I'm not. It was a piss-poor performance, right? It was terrible. All the things that you had questions about came to a head in about an hour's worth of football, right? So, but I'm not saying that. But all I'm saying is that if you feel this way right now after week two, like, holy smokes. And I knew something was up.
Mm?
I knew something was going to be up. After I yelled at you all day about the damn weather, game time, I could see the stars. I was like,
I wish a monsoon would have just wiped it away.
I'm sorry.
Can I read this?
Is this for me?
It's like, who's this for?
No, you said no.
Is there a piss poor performance?
But I'm like, wait a minute.
Is there a piss rich?
Is there a pitch? Like, is there a counter to that? Is there a piss rich?
Just give yourself a point. I don't
care.
Point.
Point for Vlad.
He just wanted to play that.
No.
I gave it to him.
No, because think about it. You ever hear, like, it's a saying, and I'm like. Well, with every saying, is there a counter to it? So it was
no,
like,
not really.
So if there's a piss poor performance, I'm like, well, is there a piss rich performance?
I
think piss rich is what Stephen Ross did with all his extensions. Just pissed them all away.
Let me see. So
point so, for Tom.
Were they trying to tell me? was it the offense or defense? Let me see. I'm trying to respond to these.
Oh, yeah. The chat's flying heavy.
The chat's flying so fast, I can't keep up with it.
Play calling was awful. O-line was bleak.
Who's at fault for last night? Coaching or offense?
Ooh, everybody.
Here's what I would say. Everybody, yes. Here's where. The line protection wasn't the greatest because Tua had to hold the ball a little bit longer. The guys that he had to depend on had numbers we had never seen before, evident by every time he threw a pick, 10 or 17 weren't on the field.
Yeah.
So understand there's a lot going into that. Like guys not being where they're supposed to be. Him throwing balls where he think guys that he can count on are supposed to be. Nobody's going to get thrown under the bus because they just got there. But come on. Y'all saw Tua throw some balls. You're like, what's going on?
No, I mean, the one that bounced off, and this is the thing, like, I don't want to, because everyone's like, oh, you're making excuses for Tua. Like,
no, I'm not.
I was like, oh, that dude clearly wasn't supposed to be there.
Right. Here, let me say this. Nobody's making an excuse for anybody. It was a terrible performance. But I know for a fact, when they go watch film, they want clarity as to why.
For sure.
And so when they talk about it, here are the things they're going to talk about. Like,
well,
Tua had to get rid of the ball quickly. He had to get rid of it quickly and depend on guys that he wasn't sure where they were supposed to be. Now, one of the things that does is, instead of throwing it where you normally throw it, he'll throw it where they are to try to help them out, and it just looks bad. And again, I would say this. Name a team that has two weapons like Tyreek and Waddle, and both of them one of them are never on the field. That never happens on another team.
That was something. We gotta dive some more into that. But before that, let me just say, you need a little extra mustard to keep the ball in bounds,
or get it out of bounds,
or get it out of bounds.
Yeah,
you might want to try some Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. What's got y'all?
Yeah, when you need some extra mustard to throw it out of bounds.
Mustard sometimes. Well, obviously, you know, that same goes for the bedroom. You don't want to be shortcomings when it comes to your toss. So you guys can try some Blue Chew. And great thing about Blue Chew, no doctor's visits. You don't got to go to the pharmacy. Delivered right to your door in a discreet package. And
no concussions.
Got a special deal for our listeners. Hopefully not, you know.
Not there anyway.
But if you guys want to try Blue Chew for free, all you got to do is use the promo code SHOWPONY. Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You pay just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. So go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. That's Old Tobe's gift to you guys. Your first month of Blue Chew for free. That's at BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.